percent of students who complete basic junior high schools and are unable to make it to the senior high schools because of failure in the core subject are expressing frustration about the future of their worlds. These children do not have the opportunity to reset as it pertained when the O and A level systems was operating. When Radio Ghana spoke to the executive secretary of the Coalition of Parents and Private Students, Dr. Simon Bene, on what the coalition intends to do about the issue, he said the coalition is sending a memo to the Ministry of Education to reconsider the situation, else it could become a national security problem.
In fact, this thing has come to our notice long ago, and we've been discussing and thinking how it could be solved. Because what we have noticed is that some of these students who fail their core subjects, it isn't because they are not intelligent. Because most of these things happen to students from the rural areas. Some of the rural schools do not have teachers in these subjects that they fail. Therefore, it would be very, very unfair that such a student, through no fault of his or hers, should fail a subject because there are no teachers to that subject. And he hasn't got the opportunity to rewrite. So we have been thinking of sending a memo to Ministry of Education and GES to see the way forward. Because we think that they must look at the whole issue with a holistic approach and know that these children, it isn't that they are stupid, but it is our developmental situation that is leading to that. So we humbly appeal to Minister of Education and GES to try and come up with a modality that will at least allow these children, because some of them are brilliant. They fail because they don't have teachers in those subjects.
On those who are selected to enter technical and vocational institutions, Dr. Gbene asked the educational authorities to ensure that guidance and counseling is intensified for them. Reacting to the concerns, the Deputy Director in charge of public affairs of the Ministry of Education, Paul Cramper, said all the concerns will be addressed as soon as possible.